That kind of also goes into the, I mean, classic debates between Calvinists and Arminians, I guess, you know. Was the fall part of God's plan? I don't know where I come quite down on the free will sovereignty. I don't quite... it's, okay. I think God... So, right. There's different views of what freedom is, as you know. And so it partly depends on what you think freedom is as to how divine action interacts with that. And I haven't quite decided what I think about that. And that's because Scripture is infuriatingly going off in different directions. You know, so some bits look like this, and other bits look like this, and I just can't make sense of it. So I'm hopelessly undecided on this. So this means I'm hopelessly undecided on questions like that. I guess what I am decided on is that I think, if I think you can resist God, and part of me thinks you can, I think you can. I think that's what I'd say most of the time. Right? You can resist God, but you can't resist God successfully forever. Right? So I do think you can postpone and throw spanners in the works and so on, but I don't think God puts us in a position where we can throw the ultimate spanner in the works. So we can throw lots of little spanners in the works, and big spanners, and very big spanners, but not the ultimate spanner. I don't think God has put the final destiny of the universe into our hands. You know, I just don't. I think it's in his hands. And this is what... This is the thing that on really depressing days on the news, it fills me with hope that it's not in the end down to us to make it work. It's in God's hands.